you change the minds of climate deniers and people who doubt the scientific process in general? A philosopher has some ideas. This is the Allegheny Front Environment Update. I'm Kara Holsapple. Lee McIntyre has written books about defending science and fighting back against alternative facts. The philosopher of science is out on the road talking to flat earth theorists and people who don't accept current climate science. I spoke with him recently about what he's learning when he visited Pittsburgh. So what are some of the myths about science that climate deniers use to defend their points of view?
I think that some of the myths that people have about science are not just ones that climate change deniers have, but really all science deniers. And one is that scientists have to achieve certainty, otherwise they're not worth believing, and any theory is as good as any other. So you'll sometimes hear people say about evolution that evolution is just a theory. With climate change, people tend to say things like, well, you can't prove it. We don't have all the evidence. It's part of the same myth. It's this idea that until you have 100% certainty, nothing is worth believing. And that's just not how science works.
So how can scientists and others combat those myths?
I think that one thing that scientists can do is just embrace the idea of uncertainty. Every scientist actually knows that they can't prove their result. As much as they're trying to get as high on the probability spectrum as they can, they understand that with any empirical endeavor, there's always the possibility that more evidence will come in and change the theory. Look what when Newton got overthrown for Einstein. Scientists know this, but somehow when they're defending science to the lay public, they want to oversimplify, and they seem to want to say, well, no, this has been proven, or we know this, and that's deadly. So my theory is that scientists just need to embrace the idea of uncertainty and talk about what they really believe, which is the idea of warrant. You believe things based on how strong the evidence is. There are always error bars, but that doesn't mean that you don't have evidence for what you believe.
So is it a question of scientific literacy? How can scientists communicate that to lay people?
I think examples are one good way to do it. Stories about how science works, not just always speaking in the abstract. I'll give you an example. About 5 or 6 months ago, Reuters reported that the evidence for anthropogenic climate change was now at the 5 sigma level, which means that there's a 1 out of 1 million chance that it's not human caused. I think that people understand that.
So from what you've learned, is there sort of a way forward to understanding climate denial and then possibly changing minds?
I think that face-to-face is the way to do it. And so one thing that I've been experimenting with as I've been having these conversations with science deniers and with others around these topics is how to assess what it is that people care about, because I think that that's actually the route to changing people's mind. There are well-known cases. The one that's the most fun for me is Jim Bridenstine, who President Trump appointed to be the chief administrator at NASA. Bridenstine was a climate change denier when he was in Congress. He was only at NASA for, I think, a few weeks before he changed his mind. He knew the evidence. The evidence was out there. But it was when he met the people, he got to know them, he got to trust them. That's when he changed his mind. That's what I think actually works.
Lee McIntyre is a philosopher of science, and his most recent book is called The Scientific Attitude. There's more of our coverage on climate change at AlleghenyFront.org/climate. That's the Allegheny Front Environment Update. I'm Kara Holsapple.